The ACGC volleyball team finished one of the most successful seasons as they finished 21-11 overall. In regionals, they were able to beat a very good Southwest Valley team 3-1 in the regional semifinal to make it to the regional championship game. As they were not able to win that championship game against the state champions Dyke New Hartford, they finished the season with their heads held up high and competed the entire length of the match.
One of our highlights is getting over 20 wins. I thought that was really a great accomplishment for our team to show our growth this year. We had a kind of a mix of returners and some new hitters out there. So we really came together well. And some things that people would say about our team is that they work really well together and communicate. And that's always been a goal of mine, is that they can communicate well on the floor, verbally and non-verbally. And I think we came really far in that area this year as a team. And it's just fun to watch them. The highlight of the postseason was definitely right before the regional finals. We got to play two regional games here at ACGC and just had these amazing crowds, which made it so fun. And just that last win against Southwest Valley was just the roar of the crowd and the girls just so happy and celebrating. We had some big milestones with Shay Lemke, our setter, with over 1,000 assists, and Mercedes Richter with over 600 kills. That was just an awesome night. And to get there from, you know, when we started in the summer was a great accomplishment. And just having the same six girls play, like, or seven girls, I should say, play the whole year is really unheard of in volleyball. And that just is a testament to how strong those girls were as athletes and together. So that took us through to the end of the season, and to get to go face Dyke New Hartford was a great accomplishment. You know they're going to be amazing, and they're just so well coached and can hit the ball all over the place. But our girls went out there and competed and got there. So yeah, it was an amazing season and just fun to be a part of.
Overall in the season, one player that stuck out in the senior class was Mercedes Richter. The senior was second on the team in kills with 232. And was the serving leader overall with 56 aces and served 95.5% overall. Head coach Barb Sal talked about how proud she was of Richter and the way that she improved over the course of her career.
Right. Well, Mercedes, I did kind of do a little recap and look through all her stats since her freshman year. And she played a little as a freshman. I have coached her, of course, the last 3 years and head coach the last 2 years. Mercedes was a leader last year. She was our captain as a junior, and this year as our senior captain for a good reason, because Mercedes is just the kid that's all over the floor. She's in the back row with a lot of digs, especially this year. She had a lot more. She learned the block a little better, I'd say, which was fun and exciting for her. But she's always been that strong server. Her serving statistics are just incredible, almost serving 100% here in the postseason. And then her hitting is just, you know, she can hit the ball hard, but she also can hit it line when we ask her to in different positions. She's always asking how to get better, even, you know, up to her last games. What can I do? Which is, that's who Mercedes is. She always wants to be the leader and to be the best that she can be. And she loves playing volleyball and just was an amazing leader for us this year on the floor.
Richter was also named a first-team all-conference and all-district player this season. Libero Hayden Kaufman led the team at digs with 243. It was named an honorable mention overall. Middle hitter Jenna Rowley was also named an all-conference honorable mention as well and will all be missed next season.
She, along with a couple other girls, were chosen for our all-conference, first-team all-conference. Mercedes Richter, that's 2 years in a row, and all-district, which is a great accomplishment. And then we also had Hayden Kaufman, who's a senior libero for us, was chosen for honorable mention. But we will miss her in the back row with her digs. And then our other senior, Jenna Rowley, was also all-conference honorable mention. That middle hitter, her growth was incredible too. So those three seniors were a huge part of our team, and they will be missed.
One player who will be returning is freshman Stella Largent. Not only did she lead the team in kills with 317, she also had the second most aces with 52. Largent was also chosen for first team all-conference and has 3 more years to improve even more, an impressive feat for a freshman.
We had an amazing addition with our freshman Stella Largent this year. She is, as a freshman, was chosen for first team all conference because she led our teams in kills. You know, she's played a lot of club ball, AAU ball, and she loves volleyball and brought that. She just stayed calm on the floor and showed the girls, you know, how we can face more difficult teams and to handle ourselves under pressure. And I thought that that was amazing as a freshman. But she's a strong hitter that will just continue to lead our conference and district throughout the next few years.
One match that stood out to Coach South was the match win over Griswold in the regular season. It was two teams that had been more than successful all year, and Griswold was a team that was state-ranked by the IGH-SAU at one point this season.
Match against Griswold at that tournament to beat them, and knowing that they're a really good team, it just was like, yep, we did that through hitting, and we even got down a set, but just never gave up. And I think that's what we'll continue on with next season, is these girls don't give up and they just keep working hard together. So I look forward to seeing their success in the future.
ACGC's head coach Barb South wanted to thank her girls, the community, and her coaching staff for a more than successful Charger volleyball season and cannot wait for 2024. I'm Zach Collins reporting.